What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is injury attorney David Feminino. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
5 o'clock, great to have you with us. Don't forget to check out our YouTube. Subscribe to the damn thing so Evan's kid can eat. All right, let's get to it, shall we? Alex Bregman. So, yeah, he still hadn't signed anywhere. I have some audio I want to play. And earlier we did this topic. You know, we had settled on that Alex Bregman was the Biscoff cookie on the airplane. You don't necessarily have to have it, but it's decent to have it or throw it in your bag. But sometimes it just crumbles. I mean, it's a broken bag of cookie. Alex Bregman is available cookie. You don't have to have it, but better than not. Well, here's the problem. This market, I feel like Alex Bregman has become overrated because he's the last available cookie. Mm-hmm. And it just, so I wanted to present to you a Fangraphs projection that terrified me. Now, Rico and I have been pretty simpatico on this. He you know, Rico's 4 years, I've said five. I'll pay the tax, I'll sign the player, but guess what? Six or seven has been a no-go for us. And before you freak out and you start just insulting me, oh, if it's five, why isn't that six, jackass? Look, you do have to draw lines somewhere. And I don't think they're arbitrary. I don't think that they are made up or ego-driven. It's how much of a tax am I going to pay for a guy who at that point in the deal will be falling apart? So here's the Fangraphs thing. So opening day 2027, not 5 years from now, not 4 years from now, not even three, two seasons from now. Mm-hmm. Do you know what Fangraphs projects Alex Bregman to be? A 240 hitter, 17 home runs, a 720 OPS, woefully league average. So for two seasons, let's say Alex Bregman plays all-star baseball, which, by the way, he's only been an all-star twice. But fine. Fine. Are you willing to pay 5 years and $150 million in tax to get two good seasons? I'm not.
No, because even in that projection, even his walks are down. Like, he's a little bit above where he was last year. He's at 54 walks.
So he'll basically be a two war player. I don't want that. Now, well, you'd pay five. Right, because think about it. If I'm paying for two seasons, could you justify 3 years of tax? Maybe. Guys, I want you to listen to Bob Nightingale. Now, I don't take Nightingale very seriously. However, it's audio. It's interesting. We're talking about it. I want to know if you subscribe to what he's saying, that if there's a team to go to 7 years, it would be the Tigers, and it's like, well, give Bregman what he wants. We need the player. Here's Bob Nightingale. Take a listen to this. I want to know where you're at as a fan. on Tuesday, February 11th, in this pursuit of Bregman. It's down to the Tigers, Red Sox, Cubs. That's the latest report. If he's getting 6 or 7 years, I'm out. I'm out. That Fangraphs projection scares me. His walk rate scares me. Here's park factor, the other thing I talked to Rico about earlier. You have one of the 8 worst ballparks in the sport to hit a baseball. And specifically for a guy like Bregman, who's a dead pole right-handed hitter. Why? Like, what do we say? Gleyber Torres last year had 15 home runs. If he played here last year, he'd have 9. A guy who had 30 home runs would have 18, depending on the bat ball profile. Now, if you're Pete Alonso, it doesn't matter. You hit a ball to the moon. Yeah. But a guy like Bregman doesn't have that kind of power. He flashed it once in his career, 6 years ago. That ain't coming back. And that was back in the old Altuve booby buzzers. Garbage cans. And Kenny, you remember he had the little thing attached to himself. I mean, what are we talking about?
Yeah, they won. No, I'm not going to. Nobody hug me. I got to run to the clubhouse for a second and change.
And also don't electrocute me by pouring Gatorade on me. Right. But everything's totally fine. So I would like to know where you're at. Rico and I are the same on this. I want the player, but man, I'm kind of souring on it the longer this has gone. Is that wrong of me?
No, it's not, because here's the thing. Because it's going on so long, the expectations are going to be so high, and I don't think he can live up to them in this ballpark. So what will happen is everybody who's just like, pay him the 6-7 years, will turn on him so fast when all of a sudden those numbers aren't what you thought that they were. I think that Scott Harris is being very responsible right now. And this, it tells me they're interested to a point. It tells me that, you know what, if you come down off of some numbers, we can work this out. We're not officially out on you, but we'll just kind of hang around here in the back and wait for things to simmer down.
Well, the whispers are they've offered 6. That's the whispers. I don't want a 6-year deal for Alex Bregman.
Yeah, he's looking for 7, if that's the point. And in that case, it's like,
okay, it's 6. What do you do? You're out.
I say no.
I'm out.
It is the opposite of betting on yourself. It is telling me you realize this is it for you. So you're trying to squeeze all the juice you can out of this orange.
And there's no mistake. If the guy signs, I'm not going to root against him. And I don't have as negative a take on this as I did Javi when he signed. If you signed Javi, I said I'd vomit all over the place on the air. Well, it happened. I'll root like hell for Bregman. I like him. Plus, he's a horse racing fan, so I got to root for him. I'm just saying, a 6-year deal, like, is this the bullet we want to fire for the better part of $200 million? No, I don't. I wish it were different, but I feel like teams are... If the Cubs offer him 6 years and $180 million, I just tip my cap and go, you go enjoy Wrigley, hitting in 38-degree weather in one of the worst parks in baseball to hit. I mean, that's got 15 home runs written all over it. 248-539-9797. David, where are you at on it?
I'm at no thank you now. It's gone on way too long. And for the report the other day, to still say 7 years? No thank you.
How about 6?
No thank you.
5? No.
Yeah, okay. I'll lean in the direction of yes for 5.
Okay.
I prefer 4, but I don't think that's ever happening anymore.
It's not real.
So, yes, I'll take 5, but 6 or 7, no thank you. And I was that way before your data today, Mike, because 6 or 7 is just ridiculous.
I'm sorry if the data scared you.
No, it didn't scare me. It kind of confirmed no for me. That's all. Yeah. It just confirmed it. Like, I'm good.
When you see, just that outside projection of, yeah, this is kind of what I thought it was going to be. But all of a sudden, David, it became real when somebody else came up with those numbers. Like, okay, so it's not just in my head. This is, and it's not to say it's gospel, but I think it's closer to those numbers that Fangraph has.
It's not way off, I don't think. It's not like the total opposite of what will actually happen, where he's just going to shoot up and have great numbers.
I think it's closer to those numbers, and yes, all of a sudden he goes out and hits 35 home runs.
The problem in all of this is I don't have an alternative. And I'm not just going to make stuff up and do fantasy radio. I can't do that to the listener. Would I rather take some of these prospects I have and make a bold trade and get a legitimate core piece of this third base? Yes. Well, I don't have a name for you.
Well, I was going to say, maybe it's one of those where you do that come trade deadline, some team that's just out of it and looking to sell off.
See, but it's funny. It's funny you say that the way you do, Mike, because this was a thing in December where everyone was like, yes. And there were so many other options than Bregman. So many other options that you could have gotten. And now there's not as many options, and Bregman seems to be the only big name out there.
But
and you would think people would say, yeah, whatever he wants, I'll take him. But
see,
no,
that's where
you.
I think he's become overrated because he's the last available cookie. I mean, if you're not signing him, it's Whit Merrifield. Justin Turner doesn't even play third anymore. He's basically a DH. So I don't know what you do.
Yeah, basically, it's last call. It's 1:50, and the place closes at 2. What are you going to do?
Kenny?
I stand with David here, primarily because, I mean, 4 years isn't real. That's what we all want, right? But it's not, that offer doesn't exist. And I feel like I'm with you guys in that watching all these other teams not sign Bregman, I feel like the longer the saga continues, A, the least likely I'm going to be to want to have him, if that makes any sense.
No. But you get to a point where you get fatigued where it's like, look, if the Tigers had offered 6 and he wanted to be here, the deal should be done. His former manager's here. It's a playoff caliber team. But again, I don't want to paint him as a bad guy. His agent and him have a job. They have goals. They have things that they want. I'm not mad about it, but I don't have to be sitting here pining for him. He's not Juan Soto. He's a good baseball player. Be happy to have him. But I mean, he's going to the Cubs. Is he going to be the Cubs' best offensive player? No. That guy's name is Kyle Tucker. Like, he's not that type of guy. And I worry heading into his mid-30s, are you going to get a preview of Nolan Arenado? Is that basically what you're doing? That you jump on the Arenado Express and it's like, oh, look, all these numbers are getting worse every year. It's very hard to have a revival as you get into your 30s. Now, if you're
naturally,
if you're performing and a guy keeps performing, no, you're just good. But, yeah, I mean, we had a guy call up earlier and go, well, would you trade for Arenado? I'm like, if the Cardinals pick up the tab.
And by pick up the tab, you mean how much?
50 cents on the dollar. Okay. Not my problem. That's a YP, not an MP. The Cardinals are not going to have him on their opening day roster. So, well, his numbers aren't that good. Right, but I'm not paying him for 6 years, 7 years. I'd have Arenado for, what, 2 or 3? And somewhat, it's the scene in Moneyball. No, the New York Yankees paying you to play against them. I mean, that's basically.
Here's what they think about you.
Right. So, I don't know, man. But we'll get to the people in a moment. 248-539-9797.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to the people. Ethan's on a cell, 97.1. Ethan, what's going on, brother?
Fellas, thanks for taking my call. I just had to chime in about this Bregman thing. I can't do 6 years. I feel like the majority of you guys, I can't swallow that pill. I can't go down that road again because, and a lot of this stems from the fact that the Illich family has, Chris Illich has not shown that once he spends, he's just going to keep spending. He has not shown to me that he's his dad. So I think I'd love four. I don't think that's going to happen. But, Mike, you touched on it just a little bit earlier. I am all in on the boat of, listen, you play the first half of this season, and you might just have to swallow it. You might have to, you know, work with what you have. But then you go out there, all of the pieces that you have, and the Tigers have one of the best minor league systems right now.
Yep, weaponize it.
You're not going to see all those guys coming up to the majors.
That's, and they're not all going to be, Ethan, they're not all going to be good either. Yep. This fantasy kills me.
People talk about these guys like they're guaranteed, like Max Clark is the next Mike Trout. No, he's not.
Yeah, no.
So you're gonna have to go out there. Some of the names that you really, really like on those minor league teams are gonna go poof, bye bye. Yep. But guess what it buys you? It buys you a legitimate right-handed bat, which you must have in this lineup. And like you said, I don't know who the name of that player is, but guess what? I guarantee you halfway through the season when the trade deadline rolls around, I'm gonna know at least two or three of those names. So I'm not jumping on this multi-year, 6 to 7 year bandwagon. And look, it doesn't look like the Tigers are either. It looks like they've put their foot down and said, hey, here's our offer, and if you don't like it, kick rocks.
But the problem is, Ethan, the issue is if they went to 6, they really didn't put their foot down. I won't feel great about that at all.
I've heard rumblings that the number is 6 right now, and I don't love that. I don't like that. I really need to see it at 5 or less. And if they do the deal, Mike, I still want them looking to sell off pieces and add another legitimate bat to this team.
Well,
even if they do it, because you know what? That, to me, is Illich saying, yes, I give you permission to go all in with this young core.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's funny, Ethan, because I think you look at it the way we do. It's like, oh, well, they've added all this payroll. They're all one-year deals. There's no responsibility to it because, it's all over. Yeah. Next year, it clears the decks again.
And listen, if Tarek Skubal doesn't get – and it's fine. He can go through this year, but guess what? At the end of this year, you're paying the piper, and he becomes people are going to think I'm crazy when I say this, outside of Shohei Ohtani, he becomes the number one paid pitcher in all of baseball.
You know,
and that you're going to have to do it. You must.
Ethan, I said something, and I was surprised. I mean, I don't care. People can say whatever they want, but I was surprised. Like, I got shredded, held by people at this station. I go, guys, if Gerrit Cole's making 36 and a half, if I'm Boris and I'm Skubal, I'm asking for 40 per.
Oh, it's 40.
So it's 40. 5 at 200 or 10 with opt-outs at 400. Oh, my God. You would have thought I accused someone's mom of being a whore.
No, listen, Mike. Listen,
This is the way it's done. And baseball makes more money than the Catholic Church. You got to go out there and you got to get him signed. And the money is paper. It doesn't matter. You can vaporize it. It means nothing. Okay. I understand it does in the grand scheme of really putting a roster together with the size market team the Tigers have. But guess what? You put a great product together and put it out on the field. Detroit has showed you that they will be one of the top three fan bases in all of baseball.
You'll put $3 million through the turnstile. No question. And yep. Ethan, it all works together. And look, I understand the TV contract thing is a thing. And unlike the Dodgers, right? You don't own everything. You don't own your network. I get that. But no one's asking this team to have a $400 million payroll. Now, to their credit, they spent with an asterisk. It's still the one-year deals. If you're doing the Bregman thing, that is a different type of spending where, hey, you got to live with it. I don't know. Like, if I get to fire one bullet and I'm Scott Harris, do I want to fire it on Bregman? And Harris is shrewd. He's sharp. He's a baseball guy. You look at that data. You look at the analytics on that. I don't know how that's the bullet you want to fire, unless AJ just went to the wall and goes, I demand.
Yeah, I need him, and trust me, he's going to play for me. Because now, at this point, I'd rather use your minor league, and I'd rather, if you're in contention, wait to see if somebody's going to be selling off players and go that route. Maybe you have to start the season without having that solidified person at third base.
Oh, face of the franchise, Veerling. David, ticket text, please.
The longer this Bregman saga goes on, the more pissed I get once again that the Tigers could have had Chapman on the roster. Similar player at a lower rate, never going to live that one down.
You know what? Rieger's entered the building, and he's not wrong. No, but he wanted to go home. He took a deal that had opt-outs after every year. I didn't pound the desk for any particular guy. I wanted one human being who could hit baseballs. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure Chapman, what was he, a 6 war last year?
I've just been told he's a 7 war.
7. So yeah. But hey, let's all get made fun of for that.
And had he opted out, it meant he had a good season.
Hey, Riggs. Correct. Riggs, this one's for you, buddy. Wyatt Langford.
Oh, man, I'm tired of this guy Bregman already. I would tell him the offer on the table is good for 72 hours and then pull it. Don't sign him. No, Kenny. He's not the same player he was 6 years ago, and he won't be the same player he is now in 4, 5, 6 years. Thank you from Dan.
It is surprising if the Tigers go to the wall for this guy because it would violate all their principles. His walk rate went down by 50%. The park factor will crush him. His power seems to top out in Houston at 25, which means if I'm being very fair, he would top out at 20 here. I don't know.
Nothing makes sense, but
I like him. That's the problem is then if I say these things, people are like, well, what happened? You wanted at the start of the offseason, I never imagined the world he would get 6 or 7 years. Like, what the hell are we talking about?
You'd like him to a price. And then it's kind of like how you let Saquon go at your fantasy draft. You had a cap. You know what? Not paying fast.
Oh, I bid up. I was ready to pay 70 for him. And then Cookies went 71. Right. All right, take him.
Right. There's
only so much you can do.
There should be. And I think the same here where 6 years, 5, okay, if I have to. Look, I'd rather go 4. That's where I would do the best. I'd pay the Detroit tax. Maybe we just increase it per year.
But that's not how the game works.
I know.
I'm with you. It makes total sense. It's why baseball annoys me. I should be able to pay you more for less term, and we get a great deal done. It doesn't happen. These damn Boris is not the only one. It is the dumbest thing in the world. Think about this. Why would I ever want to sign someone for 7, 8, 10 years? Even the Soto thing. What did I say to you when Soto walked out the door? I wasn't even mad. No. I go, you know what? This is fugazi. A 15-year contract? Take him. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. NBA, I can sign the greatest player in the world, and the most I'm getting is what, 5?
And now most of them are going 3.
NFL, 5?
5.
Don't hit me with the, he signed a 10-year. None of it's guaranteed. It doesn't count.
Right.
Hockey and baseball need to figure their lives out. The idea that 7, 8, 10-year deals are a thing, it makes no sense.
But it's funny because the NBA realized, wait, I could just keep doing these 2 and 3 year deals and just keep maximizing.
LeBron with the 1+1.
Right. But they're getting rich.
David?
They are getting rich. Someone says, pay Bregman. I couldn't care less if Chris Ilitch has to buy it out in 3 years. I don't care. It's not my money.
If he didn't buy out Baez, they're not buying out Bregman. And then, by the way, if Bregman comes here and stinks, you will have $57 million in dead body on a team payroll that is sub-150. So just understand. Now, if he's good, you'll live with it. He's got to be great at a 6 at 180. He's got to be great for 3.5, 4 years. For that deal to make sense, that's my fear, is I don't think, look, if he goes to Boston, I actually think the 6 years could work based on ballpark. Mm-hmm. Because Bregman could go there with the Green Monster and pop a 30 home run season or three. Sorry.
No.
I'm passionate about this stuff. Yeah. That's all.
But yeah, that ballpark fits him.
It does.
Like Houston did. It's not the same as Detroit. Not the same as Chicago.
Definitely not.
Nowhere close.
That's why it's just
Houston's
weird.
Ballpark because, is so small.
Okay, because it seems like to me, why haven't you just either went back to Houston or you just signed with Boston? Like, I guess I would love to be in the room to find out what the sticking point really is. Because it just seems, it feels like there's something else we just don't know.
One more here. Someone says, Arenado has 3 years left. Trade those kids for a platinum glove and less term. Eating his contract may afford us to trade lesser prospects as well. That guy wants Arenado. Okay. Another person says, Chicago, just please take him. I don't even want to think about him anymore. Just take him off my hands.
Yeah, it almost feels like the place he wants to go to is not offering him enough, and the places he really doesn't want to go to is offering him great deals. It's like, okay, can you just match their deal, and I'll go with you as well. How about this?
What?
Let's talk a little college.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. You missed anything? Odyssey.com Rewind. Also, please check out our YouTube page so Evan's child can eat. I mean, honestly, you don't want to send another kid home hungry, do you? Subscribe to it. David,
Sarah McLachlan.
Do you want me to have Evan send? We'll do a commercial with Evan's kid, like starving in an oil drum or something. Please subscribe to this YouTube so this child can live. I don't care. I'm not. That's not beneath me. David, what do you got on the ticket text?
Someone says, I'm with you, Mike and David. I did not care anything about Dick Vitale returning over the weekend. Didn't mean a thing to me.
I don't understand all these broadcasters that want to die on the microphone. I don't get it. Is your life so empty this is all you have? Then you didn't live.
No, but I think it was how they grew up. You do it until you die, and then that's it.
That's sad. Someone else says, I sure would love to watch the Red Wings continue and try to capture the last playoff spot tonight, but instead, I got college basketball.
Well, Kenny's stupid league with this ridiculous in-season tournament nobody asked for, and they couldn't even name the trophy. Only the NHL. Such a low-rent Mickey Mouse league. Nice league, Kenny.
Not my fault. I didn't do this.
You're the one who loves it, though. Like, it would anger me if I were a big fan of the sport.
It absolutely angers me because now we have to waste part of the season and nothing's happening.
So. I just always laugh when you see how much they're making, and I'm like, wow, that's like the 12th man on the bench in the
NBA. Yeah, it's a pity league. It's like
he's got the highest paid contract at $11 million.
Joe Burrow makes more money than the whole Kraken roster. Right, you're like, nice league.
Like, yeah, that's Tim Hardaway Jr.
Essentially,
okay.
Is the NHL the Mountain West of professional sports?
Hey, man, the cap is going up to like $93 million, okay?
Wowie kazowie.
Wow.
Like, I wonder what do they say when they see people like, wow, he just made $200 million. You know how long we would have to play to see $200 million?
Why do you think poor Gordie Howe is still getting out there in his 60s for rent money? Nice
Vipers.
Nice league.
He wanted to play in 6 decades.
I can't wait for these games tonight. Incredible slate. That is Kyle from Plymouth.
That was actually from Rico at his desk.
If the Tigers are going to actually offer 7 years and $210 million to a player, then it better be Vlad Jr., not Bregman.
Well,
that is from Rick.
You'd have to add $100 million to that and probably 3 years. Look, none of these deals are going to be good deals. The good deal is, yes, the way Scott Harris wants to do it, I fully understand it. You draft and develop and you find your own star and then you abuse the rules, which is what baseball is, and you hold the player to where he doesn't hit free agency until he's Paul Newman's age, and then you throw them in the garbage and let somebody else pay for them. That's the only way you're getting a value. My point is, once you've developed a few players, you cost average it. Like, you know you're going to have them until age 28 or 29, and they make nothing, even if they win their arbitration, then it's okay to do some of that. I just don't know if Bregman's the guy. Now, look, if we talked about Vlad last year. Now that they've moved Colt Keith to first, I don't think they're going to be in the market for first baseman. But if I'll tell you right away, Vlad Guerrero, no, that's a player I don't care. I'll throw everybody else in the trash.
I was about to say, yeah, if he's available,
yeah. Take Colt Keith. There, I solved my first base problem. I take Vlad in a heartbeat.
You could take Torque, too.
That to do what? Carry bags?
I'm just saying, whatever you want. Take them all.
You do need someone to do that. Someone else, one more thing on the college basketball, says, such a joke. If only the Big Ten had a network to showcase these games.
Right.
So dumb.
BTN is so low rent. I don't even know how that thing. Is that Goofball who won the ESPN contest still there?
Mike, whatever his name. Hall. Yeah. Mike Hall.
Yeah. What does he have, a cot in the production room? Does he sleep at that place?
No, but just remember, Peacock paid a ton of money to get those games.
I NBC, don't care. So. Good. And you know what? You enjoy them. I'm going to be, as Wojo says, checking out The Severance.
Oh, now I heard you talking about that. Is it worth it? Sounds like you're,
I don't know what it is, Bob.
Everybody I meet says it's amazing.
I wouldn't use amazing yet.
See, I think it's a little bit of sci-fi and a little bit of slow burn, which is not two things that I would say Mike enjoys.
And I don't think I would either.
Oh, my. What are we stretching out?
It's not, it's not like instant impact. It's
David
not,
just unfurls it.
You know, somebody on the ranch and, oh, you got in the way, I'm going to shoot you. It's not that.
Severance. And this is like the second season?
It's the I'm
first. I, you plowed through, though.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, the problem is when somebody says,
so
when everybody says it's amazing, Bob, and then you go in and it's not.
That's, I don't know that's what the I'm problem. Watching. I don't understand it yet. I'm working my way.
And you have to just basically let the story play out and not try to figure it out. I've seen a couple episodes.
Is it a thriller, mystery?
No, like sci-fi.
Just give it a shot.
Not worth it. Okay, all right.
You got nothing going on. Watch it.
I mean, basically.
I've got so many stories going on.
Bob, here's the stories, thing. Do you mean cocktails? You ain't got nothing going on. Watch The Severance, as you say, all right?
It's the basic story is there's a group of workers. They work in a building. Out their outside life and their work life, they don't remember anything. When they go in the elevator, they forget. And it's like whatever you did, taking out the garbage at home, you don't remember until you leave work. And then you remember all your outside things, but you forget your work.
Right.
Life.
You could murder somebody at work and then go home and not realize you murdered somebody.
Well, that is Mike.
Yeah, that's kind of like what Mike wants to do every day.
Yeah.
And that's why I told him, I was like, it would be funny because you would love that. But it's a slow burn.
Okay, a slow burn. By the way, I did hear a major erroneous statement by you earlier, Michael.
What?
Well, not erroneous because it was your opinion.
Is this going back to meatballs?
No, why are you anti the Delta Biscoff cookies?
I'm not. Wait
you
a minute.
Are.
No, I said.
He did it again.
They're good, but it's not a gotta have it. But you're like, well, this is the only thing they're giving you. I may as well take it.
Wojo.
It's available cookie. That's how we described Alex Bregman.
I know. That was a good description.
If Delta had chocolate chip cookies or the Biscoff, most people would say, give me the chocolate chip.
I thought you guys were talking about the guy in the morning.
No. Who? Oh.
Cookies.
Oh, cookies. Gotcha.
Oh, you mean disco?
Let it go.
You got to
let it go, Mike. I'm telling you, if he expires before me, you know how like Wojo goes out there and they crush nuts on Bo's grave? I will spray paint Costa's grave with disco. Right over. I don't care if there's a beautiful angel.
Maybe
doves.
He's learned his lesson.
I'm not even going to ask what this is about.
Remember, he
stupid, egregious, arrogant, delusional, nonsensical, double-digit disco bit.
That was like a month ago.
And they beat the Vikings, and he came in with sunglasses and a sequined shirt.
Yeah, now I remember.
That's all.
You look like one of those Vegas dudes.
Guaranteeing a double-digit disco win.
What are you leading with? We got to go.
We're going to do some Tigers.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're not being very well received around the baseball prognostications.
No, we brought this up. Yeah. Third in the betting odds, fourth in, you know, Zips projections. I don't know. I
some people out there think it was a one-off, a fluke, and they're not getting back. Do you buy it?
I buy it more than I don't.
I mean, I don't disbuy it.
The problem is they're in the, hey, you know, while David does this, this division is the AL Flaccid.
Yeah, I don't think the Guardians are stretching anything out of the White Sox.
They sure as hell aren't stretching their budgets.
Royals aren't either.
Nobody did a thing. Plus, let's face it, you're going to get a free 50 wins against the White Sox.
That's true.
Anything's possible. We'll talk to everybody tomorrow at 2. Hey, you have a great time, all right?
Well, tell Tom congratulations.
Don't party too much tonight. We need you tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I'll see you up there. I'm going up to East Lansing.
No, you're not.
Like hell. You haven't been up
there. No, you're not.
You haven't been up there since Goran Suson played.
Oh, he was good.
No, he actually was.
I was, though.
Stunning.
He was there.
Well, you're going up there for the big... Trying to catch Bobby Knight?
Yes. Oh, Izzo wants me there.
97-1.
Mike's going up.
All right, everybody. It's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.